Welcome to the Don't Sweat It Podcast, a podcast from teens for teams to provide you your information for the week. So, we've got a brand new podcast here. First podcast, boys.
We got and girls.
And girls.
And everybody else in between.
We got our host here. We got Carter Wiebe.
What's up?
Yo, we got Sean Bruce. Hey. Charlie.
Hello, everybody.
And me, Josh. So to start off the podcast, I think we're going to introduce ourselves, get you guys introduced to each and every one of us. So I think Carter will start off.
All right. So I'm Carter. I like to play basketball. I also enjoy listening to music, working out, and playing video games. My favorite's Madden because I hate 2K.
Yeah.
Let's go Sean then.
All right, so I'm Sean. I play baseball and basketball, and I enjoy playing video games.
And you're a Victoria's Secret model on the side.
Yeah, he is. Charlie.
All right, I'm Charlie. I'm the smartest and best looking in the group. I play hockey. I play basketball. I like listening to all kinds of different music, and I like keeping up with pop culture news around the world.
Yeah. And I'm Josh. I play soccer, hockey, basketball. And I like rap music, especially Kanye West and Travis Scott. So, I think we should go into what we'll talk about normally. So this podcast is a podcast about pop culture, rap updates, sports updates, movies, and just general knowledge that we think you guys would like to hear. And you guys can comment down and say what you guys want to hear. So first things first, I think we should talk about the upload schedule and how we're going to upload some stuff. So, yeah.
Who's going to do it?
I mean, I think
generally we'd like to upload shorter and longer podcasts.
Like one short one per week. Because
there's, one short
and then
one.
And one longer one on, like, the weekend.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So generally we're going to try and put a mix of shorter and longer ones because, like, obviously people have different lengths of things to listen to. So if we upload, like, one, maybe one each week and a longer one on the weekends, a shorter one on the weekdays. But that's probably still to be determined. So that'll be
something we have to do. People can comment down, like, what's good. Like, I don't know, because we're kind of new here. We don't know what.
Yeah, exactly.
And it looks like there's quite a few people that like shorter ones, but then there's also quite a few people that like a longer podcast. So to kind of balance it out, we'll probably do shorter and longer ones, whatever, different strokes for different folks. That's what I like to say.
My mom watches this.
All right.
Yeah,
We'll go into forecast. all right. So, this is a segment of the show we like to normally do. It's a forecast, different things that have happened this week and things that are kind of happening in the near future that we will predict or whatever we think.
But this is, like, going to be, like, the main thing. This is, like, today.
This is main new info that we've just got.
That we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
All right, so
Sean's going to first,
on the forecast, the Ottawa Senators have new jerseys.
Speak a bit louder.
Come on, man. First podcast.
Come on, man.
We got to go. All
right, so first, the Sens have new jerseys. They look like the first original jerseys that they had, and they're going back using the slogan, Back to Our Roots. Kind of a dumb slogan, but we...
I think it's sick, man. Come on, give them some credit.
I like it.
They're nice jerseys.
Now go to the one in the middle. Like, one to three. Go to that one because the... Right there.
There are some nice jerseys.
Sick. To be honest with you, the white ones, I hope it's not like that with, like, the gray on the armpit.
Yeah, that's
I didn't notice that. I think that's something that they made, like, before they were actually... There we go. That's better.
These are...
Those are real ones.
There's some nice jerseys, though.
Go up.
Yeah, but...
These are some nice jerseys.
Yeah, those are nice. Like, they're definitely better than
the black. The black and the white, they're both really nice.
I like the black ones better.
Like the black.
Black ones are sick.
Black ones are much better.
Very nice jerseys.
The red ones are kind of bad.
No, the red ones are still good. But to be honest with you, all teams like white jerseys aren't as good as their other ones.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Right, they're kind of bland though.
Yeah.
The white ones. Well, yeah. There's not much going on.
Yeah, most white jerseys aren't even.
I know, but I think that's what.
Toronto doesn't
have much.
No, but they're classic jerseys.
Most white jerseys are bad. except for in baseball. Baseball white tees are better than
that. Bro, no one cares about baseball.
I'm just saying.
No, stop. We don't need to hear about baseball.
One thing you guys need to know with the podcast is that we have one baseball player here and everybody else here, you know.
Comment down below for more baseball.
Yeah. If you really want baseball, we really want baseball.
If you actually want baseball, we'll do baseball if we get a million likes on this video.
Yeah. 1 million likes for 5 minutes of more baseball.
all right. So today, actually the day of recording, the 17th of October, is Eminem's birthday.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Eminem.
Birthday,
best
Eminem.
White rapper of all time.
Slim Shady, yeah. Man.
All right, let's see.
Sean, the rap expert. What is your favorite Eminem song, Sean?
I do not know.
Can you name one?
Sean, even from the old, everyone knows that the original back in the day pump up for sports was Eminem.
Yeah.
Wow, look at this guy. Lose Yourself, Rap God, Not Afraid, man.
We listened to Lose Yourself before winning the Eastern Ontario Hockey Championships.
That's right. I had the aux in the change room.
I had a shutout that game, Chen.
Yeah.
Got a $50 gift card to Pro Hockey Life Tournament MVP.
Subtle flex from the major Adam Hockey.
Adam Hockey, man. What a way.
All right, next on the...
Okay, fine. I'd like to spend a little more time on Eminem, actually.
Sean, who's your favorite rapper on the terms of rapping?
Yeah. I do not have one.
You don't?
I do not have one.
Can you name another rapper other than Eminem?
Name five.
Are you serious? You have to. I gave you my playlist, bro. Come on.
Can you name five rappers?
Name five rappers.
Can I name five rappers?
Yes, five rappers.
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Travis Scott.
Okay.
Drake.
Okay. Yeah.
TJ,
okay,
that's me.
That's you.
That's me molding you into my person.
All right, Tekka,
you,
Kanye West.
Okay,
where's Uzi, bro? Where's Lil? Hey,
It's a good list. It's a decent list.
All right.
Decent list.
All right. No, wait, that's his top five. I thought it was just naming five.
No, that's not my top five. Is this another episode of that Bill Clinton list thing?
Yeah.
What happened to DaBaby with the rock star? Eh?
Oh yeah. For those of you who don't know, Sean listed a DaBaby album as his third favorite album of all time.
I don't know. No disrespect or anything, but DaBaby, all your songs sound the same.
Yeah, top five. Come on, man. Top three. Right?
Top three. It was top three.
Come on, man.
All right. Let's see. Sean insisted on this being in the podcast today. Let's hear some new baseball news, Sean. MLB, I heard.
Let's see what's going on in the dressing rooms or something. Or
All right. Let's tone that down. So, okay.
In the MLB, we are in the playoffs currently. The Houston Astros are playing the Tampa Bay Rays in the American League. And the Tampa Bay Rays were up 3-0 in the series, and they choked, and now it is tied 3-3.
Call him Kawhi Leonard.
Jeez.
Who you got, Sean? Who you got?
I got the Astros.
Astros cheat, bro.
Didn't they cheat last year?
The Astros are going to fall.
No. I think they got to check the blood.
Find a way to win? We know what that means.
Yeah, they're going to be banging some draft games. They're going to win because of that. But I don't want them to win. I want the Tampa Bay Rays to win.
So. Okay, to be fair, though, right. I'd like to vouch for the Astros here. How did they not catch on to that? Because there's no other team banging trash cans on the bench.
Yeah.
Do they think it was like a strategy?
Only did it a select few times a game. Well, it wasn't every pitch. Yeah.
That's true. But how? Maybe I'm like misinformed on baseball. But how can they tell? Did the catcher do a single for a certain pitch?
And
then, there was a guy sitting in center field. Yeah. And he had like binoculars or whatever, and he looked in on the side.
Okay, so he has binoculars out in center field.
And then he relayed it to a guy, and the guy banged the trash can if it was a specific pitch.
Yeah, but people in the dugout can also see because they have a perfect view of the catcher.
That's true.
Yes.
No, well, they can't.
You can only see from center.
Yeah, good. Yeah. To be honest, a good catcher would be like a guy.
Good catcher, how?
All right.
Because it's not illegal to yell at the hitter what pitch is happening if you can see it.
If you're able to see
what the pitch is being called for,
you
should be able to yell at the guy like, "Hey, fastball!"
Oh yeah, and you're saying like It wasn't during Corona when they were cheating. So
it was
like
last year.
Yeah, what
there was 50,000 fans, so you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you like a trash can, you could probably hear it, but you just think it was some fan making noise.
Exactly.
In the crowd.
Yeah.
That's true, actually.
They did in the regular season to try it out.
It's been a crazy year, man.
No, really? This is like a tried and tested. So they must have had no faith in their team then at all. They're like, okay, boys, we know we can't win without cheating, so let's develop a cheating strategy and try it out in the regular season.
They did it this year, I guess.
The Red Sox did it. The year that they won, too.
Oh, my God, bro.
Jeez, man.
Bro, Blue Jays are too polite to ever win.
Yeah, that's a
Blue Jays.
All the Blue Jays fans out there, that's your excuse now. All
right.
Wait, I love how we said we weren't going to talk about baseball. Now we just have the
longest conversation.
Hey, you know what?
Last, first, and only last time.
Yeah.
All right.
Halloween
was
wait,
released.
Wait, why are we talking about the Google?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So apparently, we saw this on Instagram somewhere. You can now search up songs on Google by humming or singing a lyric. So it's kind of like
whistling.
Or whistling. I can't whistle.
Bro, I can't
either.
All
right. Okay. But let's knock it off topic here.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool because like I remember before I downloaded Shazam, and I'm sure I'm like 15, so I'm not like an old guy here, but like I'm sure a lot of people could relate that like it was tough
to
find a
song
based on the lyric, especially like
you
know,
and like Apple Music you can search lyrics, but Spotify you can't. So
that happened a while. That was like
a year ago.
Though,
some
that
songs
happened.
Though you can't.
I mean, it took them long enough to be.
Yeah, but you can hum it too.
Yeah, I know.
So you can hum the tune.
On Apple Music,
you can't hum the tune.
Yeah,
it's so hard to find songs you like from TikTok.
I mean, this is only on Google.
All right, kind of TikTok, bro.
No, I think
a lot
of people.
TikTok takes good songs.
I'm not talking about like the songs they dance to, like just in backgrounds too.
Yeah,
that's true.
But if you're listening to songs that people dance to on TikTok, you.
That's not at all what you were saying.
Some songs are good.
No, it's off topic.
Like the
Out West. Out West, I've said this once and I've said it forever. Out West
was
such a good song. It still is.
It's a good song, but like
there's like three dances to it though.
I can't listen to it.
For the night, that's a TikTok song.
That's a great song.
But kind of gone to the meme since LeBron messed up the lyrics.
I saw that.
The Pop Smoke's album got viral on TikTok this year. So many TikTok songs and dances or whatever.
Yeah, but remember when everyone was like, no one used a Juice album in TikTok?
That's kind of crazy, though.
Yeah.
And then everyone didn't like it. I was like, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apple made news with an iPhone 12. This is an on-your-honor.
Oh, yeah, I heard. I heard.
iPhone 12, no charging.
Yeah, they don't give you a charging cable because they're saying it's bad for the environment,
but
they're still mass producing.
Yeah, so they're making more money.
We're switching to Google, man.
Switching to Microsoft.
You know, Google Pixel.
They just added this lyric thing. They're doing all sorts of things. The widgets have been in Google forever. I think we got to finally switch on.
Yeah, boy. Come on. Join the don't.
Apple is a scam.
Join the don't sweat it bandwagon and change to Google Pixel.
I would switch to
the subject of like tech changes. It's also we should talk about how PS is like recording PlayStation.
Yeah, PS4.
So.
I think that's gonna be a long topic that we don't necessarily have time for.
All right, next episode.
It's fine.
PlayStation, I think, will eventually get rid of it because a lot of people will be switching to Xbox.
If you don't know what we're talking about how PS4 and PS5 is now recording party audio and
because
you can record audio if. There's harassment.
Well, it's been like a meme forever now.
Where people are
like, oh, I hope no one hears what we say in the PS4 party.
Yeah, they finally brought it.
It might have been because
of all the memes.
To be honest with you, it's not like people are committing felonies in the PS4 party.
Yeah, and there's like a rumor of someone committing suicide over a PS4 party, but
it.
That's not true. I looked it up. It was a kid who committed suicide because he was playing Fortnite too much.
It might be.
Yeah.
But that's what happens with video games sometimes.
Yeah, he said
people will get upset and depressed about stuff that people say in the parties. So.
It gets intense though.
Especially when someone throws three interceptions in a game of the yard on three possessions.
Yeah.
Madden, Matt, Sean, you know what?
It's fine.
We'll
fine.
Talk about this later, Sean. Okay, let's talk about Hubie Halloween.
Hubie Halloween, released 10 days ago. A great movie.
I loved it. I've only heard mixed things though. I've probably talked to like a good amount of people about this and. Like 75% of them are like, I love Hubie Halloween. It's a great movie. And the other ones are like, I hate Hubie Halloween. I never want to see it again.
I saw the trailer, right? I think we all saw the trailer.
What did they rate it? 46%.
Yeah, 46%.
Bro, we watched a trailer, but, right? We saw the trailer.
5.2 out of 10 on
IMDb. I loved it, though. Yeah. Let's see, 83% like this film.
If you look on Google, it's, like, all mixed reviews. Some people hate how it's, like, a lot of bullying in it. Like, all, like, the Karens of the world are like, oh, there's too much bullying. But, like, my mom, she kind of liked it because it kind of has, like, a good message.
Yeah, but at the end, he stands up to the bullies. Yes, yeah.
And it's honestly a pretty funny movie. And the cast is amazing.
Great, the great cast. It is a
very good cast. I don't, like... Let's not spoil too much about it because it is relatively new.
It needs more Peyton List.
I think everyone's thinking it. I mean, there was a lot of like childhood, like us 2005 kids grew up on Jesse and all these Disney characters, and there was a lot of Disney Channel characters in there.
For 2000 kids, it had the great cast that we've all grown up with, and to see them all going with Adam Sandler, a great actor, I thought. It was great to see. We watched the trailer originally, and I don't know, I really didn't like it at first, but I think it's great. The trailer's what got people excited though.
Yeah, but if you're watching Tubi Halloween, you're not watching it for the plot.
Yeah, that's
you're watching true. It for fun. Like
I watch we when
I guarantee I guarantee if we were to read some of these like reviews, criticisms here, it'd be like the plot made no sense. And the characters didn't have reliable backstories. And, like, come on, man.
It's a fun movie to watch. I don't get why. Yeah. Like, they went too. I think, yeah, I'm watching
it. I highly recommend it.
Oh, so.
Yeah, but some people are saying how he tried to make it bad on purpose because of how he didn't get, what was it, an Oscar for Uncut Gems?
That was such a good movie.
I never saw that, yeah.
Bro, I watched it. It was such a good movie.
But I don't think he would do that on purpose.
Yeah, it seems like a kind of weird thing, especially with the cast. Like, why would he make a movie
that bad? Yeah, and he had his daughters in it, too, and everything. Yeah, remember that
Grown Ups was a good movie.
The one girl at lunch was nice to him.
Pardon me?
The one girl at the lunch, you know what?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was nice, when everyone was throwing food at him.
Yeah, exactly. Wait,
Julia Roberts' daughter or whatever? I don't know her name.
Yeah.
She's Adam Sandler's daughter.
Yeah, but she's Julia Roberts' adopted daughter.
It's kind of like in... It's kind of like how in...
Wait, what's her name?
Julie...
Bowen.
It's like how in... Like, you know how in some Marvel... Like, in all Marvel movies, they had Stan Lee?
Yeah. It's like
in them. It's kind of like that. It's like kind of a tradition. But
It reminded me of Grown Ups. Obviously, it was cast quite familiar to Grown Ups or whatever. It was a good movie, I thought. But the reviews I'm reading right now, it's saying, oh, like it was kind of offensive. I could see that.
What's that one? I knew the minute I heard his annoying, babyish voice, this movie was going to be rough, and it was.
It's kind of hard to understand the voice at first, but honestly, got to be like.
At the beginning, I was like, oh, ha, 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 Adam Sandler. But, like, halfway through the movie, I was like, what is he saying?
Yeah.
Really?
Some of the stuff was kind of confused. But it was a good movie, I thought. It's just a fun movie. Next thing. Champions League groups stage is starting up on Tuesday.
All right, so I know, none of us are experts.
Josh, I'm a soccer fan.
I'm a soccer fan. I know soccer fans watching the podcast.
They're soccer fans?
There are probably soccer fans out there. They're excited.
I don't follow soccer, but there are tons of soccer. Like, I don't even Canada, soccer's not big. In Europe, though, actually. That's all they talk about. That's all they talk about in Europe.
Yeah. You gotta talk about if you get any European viewers, we're gonna have to start calling it football.
Football. Speaking of football,
wait, we're not gonna talk about the what's in the group stage. We're just gonna say,
group stage just starting up, man.
But it's a huge league. We can't cover all of them.
All right. But yeah, you know what? You look online and look up Champions League.
Friendly reminder that if you're a soccer fan, get ready Tuesday. It's like mark it on your calendars.
Reminding a basketball fan the NBA finals are starting.
Yeah. You know, NBA fans, come on.
All right, so. Also, speaking on the topic of football, we got real football here.
Okay.
So the Patriots, Falcons, Colts, and Jaguars players on their team all have COVID, and the Patriots, Falcons, and Colts all close their facilities. But the Patriots are still trying to play against the Broncos tomorrow. So does anyone think that's the right thing to do or wrong thing to do?
Well, how many of them have COVID?
They're not going to die.
I know Cam Newton had COVID.
He did.
There's multiple.
But he was cleared to play.
Even if the players get COVID, they're not going to postpone it.
Well, that's the same mentality that is causing most of the spread. If you really
that's
think
true.
About
that's
it,
that's true.
Didn't they post?
I say COVID.
Anyway, they're in a bubble between all of them. So
it's crazy.
They're allowing fans at NFL games.
Yeah, but they all are away. They're all in the section. They're 6 feet apart, so there's not much interaction.
I watched a Kansas City game last week. I don't know, man.
Trust me, there's no social distancing going on. Okay. And especially,
I'm not an expert on football.
It's football. They're literally tackling each other. There's no point in social distancing if they're all tackling each other.
Literally the sport that encourages the most getting together, football.
Yeah, it's like,
come on.
And also in like
hockey, you can wear masks and stuff, and there's not much contact. And soccer, there's kind of some.
There is some, but like
basketball, they're going a lot more. In terms of COVID, baseball and hockey, I think are the best sports.
All right, baseball boy.
I'd say it's basketball.
Basketball is the
no. I'd say hockey. There's contact, but you could wear. I've seen people wanting to wear masks under their helmets.
Basketball was definitely better.
The basketball bubble was the best.
Basketball bubble. Adam Silver did
zero positive cases.
And
and
there's one of the most, like, I don't know if it's just because I'm just like getting really into basketball, like more into basketball recently, but it was one of the more fun NBA playoffs I've ever watched.
It was also playoffs.
Trash.
I didn't like
finals.
The finals.
No, but that game five. Awesome.
It was the least watched NBA Finals in history. Though.
Yeah.
So there's something to say.
But
well, that's true. I think my opinion is a little unpopular.
The reason for that was because of a multitude of reasons. Black Lives Matter was a big effect of it.
There was a lot of political
effects that were the reason why it was canceled so much.
Yeah, and like illegal streaming too. Like people streaming.
A lot of people
are off the NBA streams.xyz. There's a
little cheeky link for that.
And I think we should talk about how, like, people in Florida, I mean, like, the mass gatherings of Florida are now allowed, like, at the Florida University.
Florida's a mess, man.
You're allowed, like, I think they have, like,
mess,
over the capacity that seems, like, I think, over 80,000, and they're allowing it to be a sellout now.
That's unbelievable to me.
That is
and
crazy.
Don't forget, the Florida football team canceled their game because, like, 10 of their players got coronavirus.
I know, because if you're Florida... I love going to Florida. Great weather,
but
there are people. Come on, man.
Well,
get it together. Come on.
The coronavirus, especially. I mean, Florida. At least their whole economy is based off tourism and whatever.
Orlando is really suffering because they've got Universal, they've got Disney World.
No, but that's open now. Like that's all good.
I've
never been
back Orlando, in like right. July. Everyone was hating on Disney World for opening.
Yeah.
And Universal, I think Universal, they're like building a new roller coaster. Apparently,
we should just shut it down until we get back to how it was.
We would
before.
Yeah.
Like
money.
So that much money. Yeah, but
the
thing is. There'll be less people going over the time period, so they'll be making some money, but there won't be like as many people going at the end. It's kind of confusing.
I'm confused. Wait, but what was I gonna say? Jeez, oh my god. I was gonna say something about
Florida's a great destination place to go or whatever. Like if there's no corona right now, and corona was over, I would definitely try.
Oh yeah, that's what I was trying to say. If we open things and there's more people, there'll be less people who go now that things are open.
Yeah.
There'll be a bigger time period for COVID, so the money is about the same.
All right, Douglas Ford. All right, Douglas Ford.
Ford of Douglas out here with the speech.
I think that was a great forecast there.
I like that forecast.
We're gonna do a little Halloween special segment.
Yeah, it's that time
we're gonna do. Top 5 Halloween movies from each of us.
Okay, but to be fair, first of all, Carter is not a big horror movie fan.
I hate horror movies.
I don't watch.
I get excited. I get scared very easily.
I don't watch. I've watched like the big ones, but the ones I'm about to name are like my favorites. But I've only really seen like a few, and some of them aren't even about Halloween. But you know,
Halloween's a
type
scary
of year.
Movie type.
It's a time of the year when people like being scared, so I just included my favorites.
See,
and Josh did.
For me
too.
I watch movies in general.
So oh yeah,
so
I love watching Halloween movies, scary movies, any type of movies. But I also like. I think I like thrillers more. So not so much a scary, but like thrilling kind of movies, like. Kind of like
speaking of Halloween,
Shutter Island and those type of movies.
Speaking of Halloween, trick or treating is apparently shut down in Ontario.
But candy isn't.
Candy.
So. Pro tip from Charlie: stock up on candy and just eat it.
No. What else are you supposed to do with it if you stock up? Are you just gonna let it rot?
Yeah. No, you know what? No, but
save it for next year.
Candy doesn't.
I would wait.
There's no nutrition in candy. It does not.
Wait till the day after Halloween and all of it goes on sale. That's what we did last year.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Shoppers.
In fact, it'll go on sale earlier because less people are buying it because there's no trick or treating. So yeah, your candy.
Best time. I found Shoppers Drug Mart day after Halloween. All the gummies, everything goes on sale.
Of course, Josh.
It's a steal. Josh with the candy.
Sean, you want those? What the gummy sharks? You like? What were the things?
Those are bomb. You were wanting at school last year. So good.
What were you like?
Oh, from the Shoppers.
Yeah.
30 cents candy.
Yeah, they had candy on sale.
Oh yeah, but that's
gone now.
That's gone.
Okay, this is another. Let's get back.
All right. Anyway, we definitely got off track here.
Sean doesn't have a list.
I do not have a list because I don't really watch Halloween.
Okay, Josh can go first.
I'll go first. So, going from least favorite, I think top five, I got Scream, classic movie, Halloween. I think that's the first scary movie I watched. It's a great movie.
Hey, people don't know, Sean. Just because you haven't seen any movies doesn't mean other people haven't.
Halloween's great. It's a great plot, and lots of people like it. It has a big storyline, so you can just keep following up. Scary Movie 1. That's a great movie for people that don't even like scary movies.
Yeah, because it's kind of a comedy,
It's a comedy. It is a comedy.
That's a good parody of
all scary movies.
I love
that
movie.
If you kind of want to get into that kind of funny, scary movie type feel, Scary Movie is a great movie. 1 and 2. And all of them. My second favorite, I got Jigsaw. Great horror, thriller type movie. And number one, favorite movie of all time and favorite thriller type movie is Joker.
Oh, how did I know?
I love watching the Joker.
Oh my god. I've heard
it's so
favorite good. Movie of all time though.
You should dress favorite up movie. As a Joker for Halloween.
It's such a good movie. The acting and all the little
you'll be Joker.
I've never seen
Sean will be Batman and Charlie will be Robin.
You can be Batgirl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No wait, Sean's the underwear model.
Promiscuous Batgirl.
Alright, am I going now?
Alright, hold on. Should we save Carter's list for the end?
Yeah, we'll
I love Carter's list.
I love Carter's list.
Alright, I'm ready.
I'm gonna go like 5-1. My fifth was I had The Exorcist. Obviously, it's like one of the scariest movies of all time. I had nightmares for years after watching that movie. It's absolutely terrible, but I loved it. And then my fourth is Halloween. Josh had that one too. I think that's the only one we have in common, right?
I think that is the only one we have.
So that's obviously, I mean, it's called Halloween. It's like the original Halloween movie.
Great
movie. My third, I have Oculus. No, this movie, I loved it. Not very many people have seen it. I've seen it once or twice. It's a pretty much the plot is it's like a cursed mirror, and it pretty much like takes over an entire family and kills them all, but. It's really good.
It seems like a Halloween movie.
This is what I said at the beginning. I haven't watched too many horror movies. They're not about Halloween. It's just movies like to kind of get you in the scary mood.
Yeah, all right. It's a great movie. Or I don't know. But
do you have any Halloween movies on your list?
Halloween.
Okay.
Hey, I've done my research. I think, and then I Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Great.
I don't think I haven't. I've seen bits of it. I actually haven't seen the whole thing, but like, I mean. It's a film series. Isn't it a true story too?
I think so.
I think it is.
I don't know if it's related, but
it looks scary.
It is. Well, yeah.
Well, obviously, but
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It looks super scary.
Lots of people say Texas Chainsaw Massacre is the best horror movie of all time.
Yeah.
My number one, The Shining.
I
think I've seen The Shining once. I remember the entire plot just based off like parodies and TV shows because it's like widely hugely popular. And like a lot, like many people say it's the best horror movie of all time. I think it's my favorite. But yeah, if you can remember all that,
everybody
knows that's my top five. I think
is that the Here's Johnny movie?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, and it's the one where like you open the elevator and it's full of blood.
Oh wait,
and it's the two twins at the end. They're like,
that appears in
us.
That's like Ready Player One. It appears in that.
Yeah, I think
don't
so.
Think they go into that little.
Yeah.
Movie.
I think it's in Family Guy too.
I only watched the start of Ready Player One. I didn't even finish the movie.
Oh, I watched.
You should watch. It's a good movie.
A good
okay.
Movie?
Okay.
All right.
We have an issue of getting off track.
No, it's fine. That's what a podcast,
no, that's
podcast
just
is.
Yeah.
I know.
All
right. We got.
I thought
Carter.
Let's get the end of it.
Okay. All right. Let's
everyone
go.
Get ready for Carter's list.
Let's go. I'm ready to get flamed. Just keep in mind that I'm afraid of scary movies. So. I like to watch family movies.
Family Halloween movies.
Yeah, family fun. Halloween movies.
Can we get like a can we get like a scary sound effect?
Ooh.
No, no, we will. We'll add that later. We'll add that.
Add it in post.
We'll add it.
You gotta cut this out. Where you
no,
said
it's, fine. It's fine. It's fine.
No.
It's fine.
No,
Sean, shut up, bro.
All right, so it's 5-1 again. So at 5, I have Hubie Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually because it's a really funny movie, and it's one of the only Halloween movies and, like, scary movies that I've ever seen. So that's why
can we call
it's
scary?
On the list.
Can we call it scary?
Jump scares, jump scares, jump scares.
How many? One?
Well, it's a Halloween movie. We're talking about Halloween movies.
You said it was scary.
It's it, funny. It is kind of scary.
It's one of the scarier movies I've seen. How about that?
Werewolf.
All right. Got it.
Bro, I'm scared of the Michael Jackson video Thriller.
All right, we're not going to dig into that right now.
Oh,
but that is something that we need to talk about.
All right, so at number 5, I have Hubie Halloween. Number 4, Hotel Transylvania.
Classic.
That's actually a classic movie.
Hey, no hate on Hotel Transylvania.
That's actually
very, very...
It's a funny movie.
Academy Award film.
It
that's
is.
All I have to say.
Also has Adam Sandler as well.
Does it actually?
Yeah, no, he's the voice of Draft.
Yeah, he is.
Really?
Yeah, he is. He is.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Of course, Carter.
Number 3 is E.T. Bro, don't laugh.
You're scared of E.T.
That has nothing to do with Halloween.
No, that actually...
It's just a random movie.
Everybody talks about E.T. I never watched this movie.
E.T. is not a bad movie.
E.T. is a very good
one. It does not belong in the Halloween list.
Yes, it does. It's kind of a creepy movie.
It is. It has an alien. It has an alien.
What do you mean creepy movie?
Okay, yeah, I assume everyone knows. I assume everyone knows what E.T. Alien looks like. Can we call him scary?
Yes.
He looks like a...
Okay,
I don't
like
want to say what he looks like on
me. 6-year-old me was scarred. I never watched this movie.
6-year-old Josh. Very scared.
Oh
but
God,
15-year-old Carter shouldn't be. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, it's a classic movie and has a good plot.
Yeah.
Plot. You know what?
Okay,
E.T.'s a good movie.
Okay, number 2, The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. And that's a classic.
Yeah, that
that's a,
no
if you have that. Never seen The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, I need to question your parents.
Yeah, like the best part is when they go like trick-or-treating.
It's a 25-minute special.
Charlie Brown keeps on getting rocks from all the people. And that's hilarious.
I used to laugh so
well,
hard.
I'm seeing 50-minute ones and 25 and 37. It depends. I think it's really
25-minute movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Made in 1966.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
60-year-old movie.
Fun fact, it's got a 48% higher on Rotten Tomatoes than Hubie Halloween.
94. You see, I know I'm ranking my movies correctly. I know where they go.
I think E.T. Shouldn't be on the Halloween
and
list.
And number 1 is Ghostbusters because it's the best Halloween movie I've seen. It's actually like the theme song, like everything's pretty everything's done pretty well in that movie.
Yeah, show Ghostbusters
and like
love.
The special effects, like it's all
and it's
well
pretty.
Done.
It's not it's
I'm
an '80s movie, right? And people still love it. So
I'm
yeah.
not gonna lie here.
And
it
has New York
before.
In it. That's a bonus.
Never finished watching that movie. I watched it starting, and I just couldn't finish it. It just didn't seem interesting.
Okay. Really?
Yeah,
unpopular opinion here. I don't know if it's unpopular. The Ghostbusters with like the woman actors. Who are very talented and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't like that one.
That's not a good movie.
I liked it. I liked it because, but it was just like too new. You know?
No, it kind of.
I don't know.
I think Ghostbusters.
My favorite
one
part
of
the old Ghostbusters movie, if there was the second one, the woman version in like the '80s, I would have loved it because like my favorite part of the movie is like the old kind of
like you're
rickety
saying, like,
vibe.
If the woman replaced the men in the original movie, you would still like
it.
I
like the old version regardless of the actors.
Yeah,
it was a great movie. I think
so
Ghostbusters
have nothing
original,
to do with it. It's just a movie.
It's just a movie.
You're just trying to differ.
Yeah, the plot. I like the plot. Not maybe the plot, but like the storyline of the first movie better than the second one.
Okay. Ghostbusters is one
like
of those classics
better.
That you can't really touch.
Wait, isn't there a new one coming out? Yes, right?
Is there?
Ghostbusters.
I think there is. Ghostbusters 3. I mean, if I was Ghostbusters,
yes,
I would just
there
milk
is.
That
yes,
for
there
one.
Is.
Afterlife 2021. Mark it on your calendars, everyone. 87% like, how do they know?
Because it probably got like a couple viewers to review it. Like,
but is it already done?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Finn
so release it now. Come on, man.
Bill Murray. He's the guy from the original.
Dan Aykroyd's in it too. Is a he in the original?
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd. Yeah, I think he is. Yeah. Great movie. Finn Wolfhard, isn't he from?
He's from Stranger.
Yeah, Things. I was about to say. My sister loves that show.
I
was Canadian.
It was a good movie. I think it just.
Yeah.
Stranger Things. It was okay. Never it was a good movie. I should have mentioned it. It was a fantastic movie.
Wait, Stranger Things is a movie?
A TV show. It
can't possibly be that.
I thought it was a TV show.
It is a TV show.
All right.
Each episode's an hour long, though. I'm not taking an hour out of my day to watch it every single episode. All right.
So that's it for the podcast.
That's the intro podcast.
That is our first
great
podcast.
That was fun.
Fun podcast.
We have a preview.
I can't wait until we get rich and famous.
I think we finally figured out. We figured out the technical part.
We had a little bit of a rough start, but we straightened it out.
Yeah, I think so.
We powered through.
Sean, you've talked more in this outro than you have the whole podcast.
That's so true.
Sean shined into the baseball stuff.
He got into the baseball stuff.
Sean carried that baseball conversation. Let's not lie.
All right, so Josh, you can talk about where you can find the podcast.
So you can find us on Instagram, Don't Sweat It Podcast, Twitter, @ Don't Sweat It Pod 1, TikTok, Don't Sweat It, and YouTube. Don't Sweat It Podcast.
And we're trying to get on like Apple and Spotify. We should have like the links posted on the socials once we like upload the first episode. We just have to be approved and like prove that we are a real podcast in order to get on those streaming
sites.
We are
a real podcast. This was a
real podcast.
Yeah, I know, but they have to have an episode to look at.
I can't believe we did a podcast. So
hey, let's go. At least we're guaranteed one view then.
Hey, let's go. Yes. Look at us. All right, next stop is a million.
Million.
One million monthly listeners. Let's go.
A million monthly listeners.
Don't forget the like goal, 1 million likes, and we talk about baseball for 2 hours live stream.
2 hours live stream baseball. Yeah. I'm ready.
I'd actually watch a baseball game for once.
I read a fact one time that in a 3-hour baseball game, there's 18 minutes of gameplay.
How can you possibly find that entertaining?
The only place where I've actually seen baseball like for longer than 30 minutes is waiting in restaurants. For some reason,
all right, are we renaming this podcast the Flame Baseball Podcast or something like
it? No, but like baseball is a sport that's always on. So I guess if you enjoy watching baseball,
it's like 160 games
too.
A year for
Japan.
All right, let's wrap it up.
I think
Josh, you want to do the outro?
So
we don't have an outro.
We don't
plan,
really
do
have
we?
An outro, do we?
Let's just sing.
Great podcast. Great podcast today, boys.
And girls. Jeez,
well, we are.
And everybody else in between.
Yeah. Great podcast. Sign off.
And we are on the road to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five viewers.
Five monthly listeners.
Five monthly listeners.
All right. Thank you very much for listening.
GG.